This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This week we're playing a show from the archives, which originally aired in August of 2022. We'll listen back to a Small Studio Signal Boost exclusive session from singer-songwriter Kara Cole. She'll play a solo acoustic track and we'll learn about an emotional connection that inspired her new music. Feeling temperamental, rapper Flacco shares his top five moody bangers with Charlene, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of this show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Here's Melissa Davis with that feature on Kara Cole.
We have a brand new Small Studio Signal Boost exclusive session to share. Thank you, Adam, for that expert recording. Adam, do you have any moments that stand out at that Kara Cole recording?
I loved how personal it was. She really opened up and played these two intimate songs for us, and we're going to listen to one of them now, I believe.
Yes, and I mean, I agree, Adam. Like, the new music from Kara Cole is emotional and raw in a very beautiful way. If we remember, Kara Cole is one half of the duo Keller and Cole, who was a Small Studio Sessions artist last year. Kara went on to find inspiration to try new music with an Americana and almost country sound. The inspiration for this new song came from her late grandmother.
I moved in with my grandma last year around this time, and I moved in to take care of her because she had Alzheimer's, and we took care of her around the clock already. So it got to the point where we couldn't lift her. One person couldn't lift her from like the couch to the wheelchair to the bedside commode and all of that. So I moved in to be able to handle her better, and we just had a really strong connection. That was my best friend, my soulmate for sure. She ended up passing away in September of 21, and it really came out of nowhere. I mean, she'd been sick, you know, but that was something we were definitely not anticipating. And so for the last 9 months, I've been living in her home. And she loved country music and loves Conway Twitty and George Jones, Elvis Presley, you know. And so late at night, when I would go and sit in her bedroom and just cry. And so I thought, well, maybe I could try to write some more country-influenced songs.
Thank you for sharing that. Did your grandma know how passionate you are about music? Did she know that you were working as a musician?
Yeah, so I would – one of the things we used to do together, especially when I moved in, she loves to sing. She loved to sing. And so every time she would maybe have an episode and be far away, we would – sing songs, I'd say, hey, do you know those lines to Will a Circle Be Unbroken? Was something she loved to sing. And I would start it off and I would sing the first line, and I'd say, oh, I don't know the next part. And it would just bring her right back, and she knew the words instantly. But she has been to handfuls of my shows prior to that. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, I want to say, in like 2016. It just has been, music was like a centerpiece for her and I as well.
I'll start the coffee and leave the talking to you. But you ain't got much to say these days, no. I'm always waiting on you. So I'll aggravate ya and say something that makes ya all come back to me with a memory. I'm waiting on you. But where do you go? Drift away. A beautiful sunrise, yeah. But the was then when I was your girl. Take me back to when my good enough was then when I was your girl. Well, I wanna go to all the places you go. Time your weary mind, I'll bring you home. Where do you go? You drift away. A beautiful sun.
Thanks, Kara Cole, for that interview and performance. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Flacco's top five songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Co-host Charlene Birdsong has this week's top five.
Flacco is a rapper from Indiana currently living in Los Angeles, California. Let's listen to Flacco's latest single titled Taiwan and then hear from him as he shares his top five songs.
I know. I'm a sexy narcissistic psycho. She wanna kick it up, pair it, dagger. Get to the pool, screaming, oh, I try her. Burning fatty, a pyro. You don't show your face, so I'm mean, cause you basic.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Flacco, aka the beautiful douchebag. I'm here with WFYI. Holler at your boy. This is the top five. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. Ah! What? Okay.
It's just natural.
Okay. These are my top five moody bangers. Okay. If you're like me, I'm not into the astrology, but there's some reliability to it. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm moody. So I like songs that can make me present. Like they literally pull you in with their own ambiance. You literally match the mood of the song. And these are perfect songs. The songs I'm going to give you, these top five, when you get dressed to this music, your outfit is going to be a 10 out of 10, bud. It's going to be a 10 out of 10. These are my top five moody bangers. The first song on my list is Blade, It Girl. Now, Blade is associated with Young Lean, Swedish rapper. He's kind of in this clique, Gravity Boys. He makes angelic trap music, okay? He's a Swedish angel who is in the trap house, okay? This song, it has a pop edge. It has this sugary energy to it. It's one of those weird things where it makes you feel melancholy but energetic. It's almost a punk rock feel, but it's just a lot of cool sounds and cool bass. I'm pretty sure Young Sherman produced this. Blade, It Girl.
I spend the night, okay, far away on the other side, okay, okay. In this world you gotta work to be the ego. Are you done? Let it go, we can do it. 8 hours in the dark, I'm in the real world.
Number two on my list, Moody Bangers. Blade, Mean Girls. Same rapper, same angel. It's just this, it's got edge to it. It's like this techno kind of feel. It makes you feel like 2005 Mean Girls vibe. Like just Omarion was like, you know what I mean? Dancing in the Rain type. But this is, but it's Swedish trap, and it's crazy. So Blade, Mean Girls, Moody Banger, get dressed to this, get fly to this. Let's go.
Maybe I will make it after all. Only you can make my dream come true. Baby, yeah, you know just what I like.
The third song on my Moody Banger list is Idris, Jealous. It's got this surf punk speed, but it has like, it's like Mac DeMarco on a little more Molly, you know what I'm saying? Less PBR, more Molly, okay? This is like a Molly Mac DeMarco surf punk. It's got this vibe. It's got this energy and edge to it. It's for edgelords everywhere. This is the song vampires are listening to when they get dressed, okay? So if you're a vampire, check it out. Idris, Jealous. That is my third song.
Perfect.
You can have anything you want. As long as you want to be with me. I'm nothing special. You can have anything you want. Why would you want to be with me?
This is a totally black dad answer. This is what a black man in his 40s would answer, okay? This is definitely his top five, okay? It's Blue and Green by Miles Davis from Kind of Blue. It touches something deep in me because I like progressive music. This is definitely a black dad banger. You know, you put this on, and any female is immediately gonna think you're 10 times cooler. They're like, this guy, oh my god, he was playing Miles Davis. Wow. He's so cool. You throw this on, I don't know, it just gets you in your element, makes you feel more present. I love this music. It's my yoga music, it's my morning poop music. This is it is everything, okay? So Miles Davis, Blue and Green. That is my fourth. Is that the okay. Four?
Okay. Yeah, that's four.
Alright. I'm gonna go a little edgier. Can we go to the edge? Are you ready to go to the edge?
Please, I think we're pretty close already.
Let's go. Okay, we're going to the edge, all right? So I recently got put on to Regional Justice Center. It's a metal band. It's a hardcore metal band. They have a song called Indecency. This is kettlebell music. This is do a roundhouse kick to a Honda Accord music. This is playing chess underwater music. This is very beautiful hardcore music. It gets you pumped. It gets you focused. You know, you're gonna nosh and mosh like all the little zoomers and all their little mosh circles. You're gonna be doing cool moves. You're gonna be screaming. This is a perfect song to cap this list off because it can take you from happy to psychotic and from sad to aggressive. Okay, this is what that music can do. All right, guys. Regional Justice Center, Indecency. That is my last word.
I like some metal, some bone-crushing metal.
Yes, sir.
Flacco, thank you so much for that list. Can you just tell everybody where we can find your music and find out more about you?
You can find me everywhere at Flacco is Bored. You can go to flaccosbored.com, or you can find me on Spotify, iTunes, Zynga, MySpace. All you have to type in is Flacco. And remember, it's all caps. Spaces in between each letter. That's how we come in 2021. Different formats, okay? Okay, it's different. So you can find me everywhere through that. Holler at your boy. You know you want to check it out. Come on, man. Come on.
Thanks, Charlene, for that top five from Flacco. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Indianapolis-based musician, podcaster, and self-described goofball, St. Aubin. He has a collection of funny posts on social media, along with really cool music. Let's listen to his newest track now. This is Where Did I Go Wrong by St. Aubin on Small Studio Signal Boost.
I've been seeing monsters in my room. They've been
That was indie-based musician and podcaster St. Aubin with Where Did I Go Wrong? You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Indie-based Ameliorate Records is back with another compilation. Earlier this year, they put out the Indiana-inspired comp 2 Minutes in Indiana and got a lot of local buzz. This new instrumental record, titled Playground, is comprised of all Indiana or Indiana-connected artists again, but this time the artists were tasked with providing compositions they originally wrote for fun that embodied the energy of a schoolyard playground. It's up for pre-order now on the Ameliorate Bandcamp page, and 3 tracks are available for streaming, including this one. It's John Kill with What Is This? That was John Kill with What Is This on Small Studio Signal Boost. Up next, I have a track from Indianapolis group Angel Maker. This is the song Regret.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene Birdsong, joined by Adam Gross and Melissa Davis, and we're listening to music from Indiana artists. Indiana lost another great musician this week. Joseph, formerly known as Grizz of Fort Wayne, was a beloved creative that has worked with and inspired other musicians all over the state. This is a song called Easy Enough from his last album titled Reluctant.
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, is this your pick?
It is. This is a brand new release by indie artist Alex McGrath. It's Crystallize on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night. Oh.